Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnayos continue our discussion of the halachos of Bishul. Hamecham shepinahu. If one has a hot water urn that was cooking on the fire that you removed from the fire. Now, this is what we classify as a kli rishon, a first degree vessel, because even though it is no longer on the fire, it has been directly removed from the fire. So it is the first degree vessel. Lo yitain lesocho tzonein. You can't put cold water into this hot water urn bishvil sheichamu, in order to heat the water. So you have a pot of boiling water. If you put in a little bit of cold water, that water is going to cook, and that is not allowed because you just put it into a kli rishon that is hot, boiling, because it was a hot. It's a hot water urn, and you can't do that. That's called bishul. Aval, but. There are two things that you can do. No sein hu lesocho o lesocha kos kedei lahafshiran. You are not allowed to boil water, but you are allowed to use cold water to cool down hot water. So in the case of the urn itself, even in a kli rishon, if you put in a large quantity of cold water, such that that cold water will not be heated, rather the hot water will be cooled, that is permitted. And also, if you put it into a cup, if you pour water from the urn into a cup, so that water is now in a kli sheni. And that water, we have a rule that kli sheni eino mevashel. Hot things, no matter how hot they are, if they are in a kli sheni, a second degree vessel, they don't cook. They don't cook other things. And therefore, if you have a cup of hot water, you can put even a small amount of cold water into it because the net effect is lowering the temperature of the hot water, not cooking the cold water. Similarly, ha'ilfas v'ha'kedera. If you have an ilfas or a kedera, both of these, both two types of pots, one is larger than the other, two big pots, and they have hot food in them, and they're cooking on the stove as Shabbos begins. Shehaviran mirutachim, and you have taken them now off the fire, and they're very hot. This is, of course, a kli rishon. Lo yitain lesochan tavlin. You cannot put seasoning into these pots while they are still hot. You would have to wait until they cool down significantly until you could put it in. The degree of heat in a kli rishon that we consider to be mevashel, that we consider to be cooking, is what is referred to as yad solet espo. The hand flinches back at it. That's hot. It's not actually boiling. It's just hot. If you would put your hand into it and you would flinch your hand back, that is yad solet espo. So it has to be below that temperature in order to be able to put seasoning into a kli rishon. Aval, however, no sinu l'tocha ka'aro socha tamchoi. If you have the food transferred into a plate or into a serving dish, well, then now it's in a kli sheni, and now you're allowed to add the seasoning, because even hot stuff in a kli sheni is not mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a minute, I don't agree with that. La kol unosein, you can put seasoning even into a kli rishon. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz vatzir, unless there is vinegar in it, or brine, fish brine, because those are sharp. And the sharpness of the vinegar or the brine, along with the heat of the hot stuff in the kli rishon, together will in fact cause bishul, even according to Rabbi Yehuda.